plate a potential nugget.
Moving to your journey, Rajat, how have you thought about your development as a leader? If you look at your journey to Scandinavia, to Chicago, to leading the firm, what's been your approach to scaling up your muscle as a leader?
Well, I mean, it was perhaps mostly by necessity and perhaps different needs in different times of my career and so on. As you would expect, I graduated in IIT and then went to HBS, and what I discovered in my early days that my particular skill, and I developed it well, was that I was a good problem solver. And, that's the fundamental foundation block for being a consultant. So I invested a lot in becoming a better and better problem solver. I was a reasonably good, I dealt with people well, so a reasonably good project manager when that was. But I was not particularly good at client relations or client development. And it's, of course, somewhat of a learned skill that you actually learn through mentorship of others, right? And they teach you how to do it and so on, and you observe them doing it and you learn from it. And that, I had some good teachers in the New York office when I was growing up. But still, I was not anywhere as good as was clearly evident when I went to Scandinavia. I observed two of my partners there were amongst the three partners that remained after this head of the office had to leave, who was a very good client developer. And initially, I worked with him and learned a lot. Two out of the other three, including me, that were then leading the office, were extraordinarily good client developers and introducers. And I learned a lot from them, observing them as to how they do it. And because there was nobody else in New York, there were many senior directors who, negotiated with the clients, etc., and you executed the assignment. But in Scandinavia, there was nobody like that. So you had by necessity to go and develop clients. And I always say, I feel like there's a combination. The best development model is actually a combination of mentorship, apprenticeship, and entrepreneurial space, where you have a vacuum that you have to rise up to. And with a safety net, if you start failing, somebody's there to. And Scandinavia was that, there was a vacuum with the three young partners, and we had to keep many people busy and grow the office and all that stuff. And I learned entrepreneurial skills in Scandinavia. I would say I was not a very good entrepreneur, nor a very good client introducer or developer before Scandinavia. And after those 4 or 5 years in Scandinavia, even this is immodest to say, but I was one of the best client developers after that because, I had good problem-solving skills to begin with.
Thank you for listening. For more content organized by playlists and sub-themes, please visit the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. For listening offline, you can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the podcast platforms. Do rate and review on the platform where you consume the content if you find it of value. It will help others discover it.